What's going on, Sports World? It's R.W. Robert White, R.W. Four Court Press Podcast by yours truly, Robert White. Episode sponsored by LOL and Skincare.com and Jeffrey Pearson Luxury Cigars. This is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about today. 50 G's. 50 G's. Kyrie Irving gets fined $50,000. For what? Please tell me for what? Because he put his two middle fingers up at some fans in the Boston Garden. Meaning the F word. Right? So that happened on Sunday. He got fined. $50,000 came out yesterday for the gestures. Inappropriate gesture. Inappropriate. Let's talk about inappropriate. Let's talk about how these fans, some of these fans at the sports venue, sports arena, football stadiums, baseball stadiums, NBA arenas, is so disrespectful to the players. Specifically African-American players. It's always very nasty, disrespectfulness. And it's been going back way back. Jackie Robinson days. Jack Johnson, the boxer days. Where Jackie Robinson had to endure everyday basis. Getting called the N-word. The B word, the P word, P-U-S-S-Y, the B-I-T-C-H, coon, the N word, N-I-G-G-E-R, everything from the fans. So you got a father in the stand calling Jackie Robinson the N word, a nigger, a B-I-T-C-H, a P-U-S-S-Y, a coon. And the son sees it, picks up on it, and start calling Jackie Robinson the same thing. An 8 and 9, 10-year-old. Calling a grown man. A grown man. A pioneer in the sport of baseball. All these things. Because it's his father. And it's translated to this day, 2022. Kyrie Irving. On Sunday. His old team, the Boston Celtics, in the Boston Garden. 39 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. Shot 12 for 20 from the field, 6 for 10 from the 3-point line, 9 for 9 from the foul line. And did all that in 39 minutes. So, you got fans. Just boo. Boo. Boo Kyrie. You a bum. That's a lucky shot. You gonna miss that one. That's all you gotta say. But when you were coming out and calling a grown man, a human being, excuse my language, you bitch, you P-U-S-S-Y, F you, you nigger, you think he's not gonna say nothing? So he didn't say nothing with his voice. He said it with his fingers. He did it twice. So the NBA fines him $50,000 for that. Okay, 50 grand, 50 G's. Now, you seen the fans that was disrespecting Kyrie. How about taking them out of the arena? How about putting the camera on them? And banning them from the season for next season or a lifetime ban. Because you say Kyrie was disrespectful, but they was disrespectful. Very disrespectful. We talk about Boston. In Boston. Racist city, racist town. Prejudice, I said it. very prejudiced, racist Boston, city of Boston. So, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, you play for the Boston Celtics right now. You see how they treat your NBA brother, your NBA peer, your former teammate. So you think they wouldn't do that to you? The same fans that praised you on Sunday because you hit a game winner, Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. You think they won't do that to you? You think they don't think of you in that same way in nature? Well, they do. Let me tell you why they do. Bill Russell, the greatest Celtic of all time. Not Larry Bird, Bill Russell. 11 rings, enough said. Bill Russell was called everything in the book from fans in the city of Boston. Now, quote me, Bill Russell said, listen, I play for my teammates in the Boston Celtics organization, not for the fans in Boston. Bill Russell, playing in Boston, for the Boston Celtics, living in Boston, winning championships, putting his life on the line, playing in the NBA, then going out protesting, coming back playing in the NBA, then going out protesting. Bill Russell, getting called bamboo, nigger, coon. This is in Boston. Boston. And by the way, let me say this. Boston ain't nothing but a flea market of racism. That's all they are. It's a flea market of racism. And I said it. And it's the honest truth. It's the same fans in Boston. Bill Russell wins the game. I don't know if it's a championship game, NBA Finals. Winning the game, he comes home in his house. Fans broke in Bill Russell's house. Smashed his trophy case. Painted racism, explicit content on his living room wall, dining room wall. Trashed his house. They had the audacity and did the unthinkable on his king-size bed. And put human feces on his bed. How disrespectful, degrading is that? From fans in a city where they love you only when you're on the court. But when you're off the court, they despise you. You're nothing but an N to them. The N-I-G-G-E-R. So Adam Silver and NBA suspends Kyrie Irving. $50,000. When is this going to stop? Okay. I see what you're trying to say. Kyrie did it. National television. The world watching. It's little kids at the arena. It's little kids on TV watching it. But it's kids at the arena that's hearing these fans disrespect Kyrie Irving. Call him all out his name. Very disrespectful. I seen when one of the guys is disrespecting Kyrie Irving is a little child next to him with a Celtics jersey on. Just listening. Listening. So the same energy that the Boston fans gave Kyrie, he get the same energy back to them. On the court. And his gestures during the game. And I don't mind. I stand by Kyrie. I love what he did. I stand by it. The NBA need to stop defending these fans. Seriously. I remember in Philly a couple years ago, Russell Westbrook, OKC came, the first game of the season. A fan was on the floor sitting behind the basket. Westbrook came down, got fouled. The fan got in his face, F you, you mother bleep, bleep, bleep. Russ looked at him and said, yo, y'all hear this? Got the security man, get him out of here. Escorted him out, fanned him back in the Wells Fargo Center since. Let's talk about this year. My L.A. Lakers, the day before Thanksgiving, in Indiana, playing against the Pacers. LeBron rolling in the fourth quarter, hit a couple jump shots, boom, 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 bam, bada bing.
a fan. White woman and a white man. Caucasian. Had the audacity to say out loud to LeBron in front of his peers, his comrades, for the Lakers and Indiana Pacers, LeBron, hope your son die. Hope Bronny get killed and die. Are you serious? Are you? Bron said, ho, stop right there. Ho, stop the game. Walked over there, got the league official, the refs, and the NBA security. Get him out of here early. Get him out of here. You got a fan, you got a woman on top of that, a woman saying, I hope your son die, Bronny die, get killed. Are you serious? And then the first thing they do is blame it on alcohol. It's always the fans. It's always Caucasian fans. I'm just, listen, it is what it is. So disrespectful to the African-American players. You don't hear these fans disrespecting the Caucasian player. You just don't. They might boo him. Oh, you bum. Oh, you're not that good. You the sixth man. Oh, you the guy. You know, you the film study guy. You don't belong on the team. That kind of disrespectfulness. But not the disrespectfulness these black players are getting. Seriously. It needs to stop. Anytime a fan get disrespectful, then he be thrown out the arena. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Throw him out the arena. Throw him out the arena. You got every clip on Instagram, Facebook, ESPN, NBC, Fox Sports Net, NSESN, the YES Network, talking about the Kyrie situation. More than they're talking about the game. More than talking about Boston won by one. More than Kyrie put a show on. More than Kevin Durant had an off game. They want to talk about this nonsense, this ignorance that's coming from these fans. And they got to stop. And it's a shame that a lot of them get away with it. They get away with it. So what it's going to take? Another Miles and a Palace? We don't want that again. Or the league, somehow, some way, like in hockey, and they're not going to do it, but put some boards up or something. Too close to the players. These players, listen, this is their job. These men y'all disrespecting, their fathers, their husbands, their sons, their uncles, their nephews. They are a human being. You got to respect that. I'm tired of that. Oh, Boston's a hostile environment. That's what they do in Boston. It's that garden. They've been doing this for decades. It's that garden. It's the Boston garden. It's the Boston way, the Celtic way. Man, please. Please. Stop right there. Stop it. Stop defending that. Please. Come on now. Seriously. And to be honest, I don't know how Bill Russell did it all them years. I just don't. And I couldn't blame him. Kyrie wanted to get traded from there 2-3 years ago. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He wanted to be in the first place. He wanted to be traded to San Antonio, not Boston from Cleveland. He wanted to go to the Spurs with Pop and Kawhi Leonard, not Boston. This got to stop. It's ignorance at its highest power. And again, it's always the black athlete getting disrespected by fans. It ain't getting disrespected by black African-American fans. They're getting disrespected by Caucasian fans. Men and females. And it's mainly happening on the NBA circuit. See, in football, the fans is away from the stadium. They're there. I'm sorry, they're far from the field. You might hear something, you know, come down, you know, from the 50-yard line, 45-yard line, but they're not that close to the fans. And you don't hear a lot of disrespectfulness from NFL fans, how the NBA fans are. You just don't. Michigan Wolverines, Fab Five trendsetters, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard, Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, five freshmen, coming to Ann Arbor, Chrysler Arena, turns college basketball around. Before that, it was UNLV, Larry Johnson, Stacey Allman, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony, George Ackles, Grandma Mom, Larry Johnson. You know, they won a championship, beat Duke by 30. Next year, they lost by Duke by one. Okay. So once they left, the Fab Five came. And when the Fab Five came, they changed basketball, college basketball. The baggy shorts, the baggy uniforms, the black socks, the black Nikes, the Huaraches. And know what happened? Instead of people praising they play, five freshmen going to the Final Four, 19 years old, coming out of high school, playing on the biggest stage, beating everybody, having fun, laughing, trash talking, good, clean trash talk, basketball trash talk, playground trash talk. But know what they had to endure? Hate mail. And they got the most hate mail from the Michigan alumnus, the Michigan boosters. Again, called them monkeys. Go back to Africa. The N-word. You're ignorant. You can't read. You can't write. Really? So bad enough they had to hear it from the opposing team fans in the college arena. But then you get it and hear from your Michigan alumnus and Michigan boosters. But I'll be damned. I come to school. Get education and play basketball. I continue to exercise my gift that God blessed me with. Hopefully go to the NBA and take care of myself and my family for the rest of our lives. But on the way up, I got to deal with this dumb stuff. From, again, fans, ignorant fans, that they know better, but it's just ignorant. Boosters and alumnus. Now, Chris Leitner, the most hated college basketball player in the history of basketball, came from Duke. Dirty. One of the dirtiest players. Good ball player, but dirty at the same time. Christian Leitner. When it came to booing him, it was different from how Chris Webber and all them cats got booed. There was no disrespectfulness. There wasn't no racial slurs. Oh, Chris Lynn, you big baby. You pretty boy. You're not that good, boo. We hate Duke. Hate Leitner. We hate Leitner. We hate Leitner. Duh, 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 duh. We hate Leitner. It wasn't no disrespectfulness. You this, you that, your mother this, your father that. You from up Buffalo, New York, you ain't this, you a piece of scum. It wasn't none of that. It was, we hate Leitner. Dun, 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 dun. You a crybaby. But with the Fab Five had to endure, excuse me, as well as the 1985 Georgetown Hoyas, 84 Georgetown Hoyas, the same thing. From fans, the media members. It's ridiculous. Patrick Ewing come to the Palestrian. Big Five matchup. Playing against Ed Pinckney and the boys at the Palestrian. Georgetown Hoyas. Big Dean John Thompson. Hoya paranoia. That's what they're going to call Big John. Hoya paranoia. He wasn't paranoid. He's just defending his kids, his boys. He's protecting them. They in Georgetown, which is a smart college, protected them. They don't talk about how he got them coming to the arenas in suits and ties, looking razor sharp. They ain't talking about that. They just want to talk about how, John Thompson, the players, he let the players talk to the media. After they finish the interview, he takes the record, and they can't say this, they can't use that. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Pat Ewing when he came to town. Go to Palestrial. And at the Spectrum. But at the Palestrial first, they got monkey signs. At the Palestrial. Big Five. Big Five game. As well as a Big East game. I'm sorry, not a Big Five game. Big Five atmosphere, Big Five arena is a Big East game. Georgetown coming here. The blue and silver jerseys, the name of back of the Air Force Ones, Hoyas. Number one team in the country. But you got fans, again, racial comments. Patrick, you ain't nothing but a monkey. You're ignorant. You can't read. You can't talk. You know what Big John did? We ain't playing. We ain't playing. They take them signs down or we ain't playing. You know what happened, right? Signs came down. Fans shut up. Pat gave them 22 and 20. 22 points, 20 boys. Take that. Next year later, Big East game at the Spectrum. Home of the Doc. Mo Chiefs, Andrew Tony Moses. Another crazy fans. Patrick Ewing, you nothing but a monkey. F you. Signs now. They got signs. CBS sees this. War Ride game. What Big John do? John said, they walking off the court. John said, we out. We out. We done. We ain't playing down here. Walking off the court. Riley Massimino. Steve Labis. No. Big East commissioner down there. Stop it. What happened? Signs came down. Monkey masks came off. Let's play ball. Georgetown wins the game. But this been going on for days, for years, for months. When is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? And then we get the models in the palace when the guy threw, you know, beer on Ryan Ortiz. And look what happened. Ryan Ortiz suspended for a year. Him and Steven Jackson, Jerry Neal suspended half a year. All the disrespectfulness from fans. These people are human beings. Y'all fans got to realize that. Y'all really do. And your fans need to be careful what you say out your mouth and how you say it. You think y'all can say anything you want because you got the NBA security there, you got the police there, you feel protected, you're in the arena. At the same time, don't get mad if the players say F you back. You say F you. So when the fans said F you to Kyrie, he put his middle finger up. Oh, did you see that? Oh. Commercial. Mark Jackson, Mike Breen, and Jeff Van Gundy see it. You know, Mark was like, listen, okay. You know, Kyrie shouldn't have did that, but he went back to the play. Good shot by Kyrie. Hand down, man down. Mama, nigga, with that man. But at the same time, stop defending these wrongful fans. Better do a better job, Adam Silver. Protect your players. Protect them. These are your superstars. This is your product. The NBA is your product. You're the head of, you're the commissioner. Fans get out of line. You go to the arena. You go to the owner of that arena. You go to the security. You go on that where any player have a problem with a fan, zoom in and see what fans talking, turn the microphone on and see what they saying. Take their tickets from them for the rest of the year. Sorry. I got to spend one of my superstar players, a player, $50,000. I don't care if he's making $38, $40 million a year. $50,000 is $50,000. 50 G's is 50 G's. Take that fan season tickets away from him. No money, no refund, nothing back. Bet your things changed then. Bet your things have changed then. Shout out to Ben Simmons too. Ben Simmons will be back for games 4 and 5. Shout out to B.I. and New Orleans Pelicans putting the show on the way he's doing it. 6'11", unguardable, looking like baby Kevin Durant out there. Shout out to the Pelicans. Shout out to Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies that's balling. Shout out to the young stars in NBA that's coming up. My goodness. Shout out to Tyrese Maxey from Philly. I told you last week on my podcast, in the episode, Doc Rivers is the Sixers' Achilles. The kid's Maxey. Shout out to the NBA playoffs, period. All the games been good. Everything been on point. But the referees got to stop calling these fouls. Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The first quarter was 50 minutes. How in the world NBA court is 50 minutes long? The first half of an NBA game is an hour. The first quarter was 50 minutes. Gotta be kidding me. The other night, Brooklyn in the Nets game won 28 fouls in the first half, you calling? Are you serious? My goodness. Messing the pace of the game up. Gotta do something about this Adam Silver, the referees. Gotta do something about it. Last but not least, I want to talk about NBA coaches that's doing well. Monty Williams, Willie Green is doing a fantastic job with the Pelicans. See, when you got a young coach like that, that's for the players, that's telling them in a huddle, we got this. Y'all buckle up. Don't worry about that. We got this. This is our game. Players believe in him. They're trusting him. Same thing with Monty Williams. Cool, calm, and collected. Great coaches. Phoenix Suns. Best record in NBA back-to-back seasons. Monty Williams. Should have went back-to-back coach of the year. You like coaches like that. Like it like that. There's a lot of other good coaches, too. They need to get chances. Like Monty Williams and Willie Green. Willie Green, former Philadelphia 76er. Willie Green was a good player. He's getting ready to get a big contract and tore his knee up in the workout. Like Willie Green. Like what he stands for. Came with a good coaching background and Golden State behind Mike Brown and Steve Kerr and them boys. New Orleans going to be good. I just hope they'll be able to keep Zion next year, because I think Zion really going to leave and go to New York to join R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish. Be at Madison Avenue. World Wide West ain't traveling for no reason. He ain't traveling for no reason. Just want to say, like I always say, thank God for this platform. It's allowed me to exercise my gift and my talent. Nothing ain't possible without God. Got to have God in everything you do in life. Again, my podcast is brought to you by Ellen Wellness Skincare. If you're looking for a homemade whipped body butter, body scrub, custom oils, go to ellawellnessskincare.com. That's ellawellnessskincare.com. ellawellnessskincare.com. Now you will find everything that you are looking for to take care of your body and that beautiful skin of yours. Also, episode is sponsored by Jeffrey Pearson. Pearson Jeffrey Premier Hand Roll Cigars. If you love cigars, you will love this place. Pearson Jeffrey Cigar and Retail Smoking Lounge. Located 925 Providence Road, Seacamp, PA. You also can be reached at PearsonJeffries.com. That's PearsonGeoffreys.com. My sports fans, sports world, thanks for tuning in. See you next week.